Another day, another FAQ. This is from Diana Gavrilina about paywalls. And it's a follow-up to a previous audio boo I did answering questions about the Tyndall and Johnston Press paywalls. Now, since then, Johnston has decided to drop paywalls. They claimed it was a short-term experiment to gather information. And the general feeling has been that it's been a miserable failure, subscriber numbers in single figures in some instances and so on. We don't know the exact facts, but certainly it doesn't seem to be anything like a success. And Diana's asking what I think the reason behind them dropping paywalls was. Well, first of all, they always plan to. So the reason was that was the plan. But the impression is that they're not going to be doing this again anytime soon, or certainly in the same form. Diana's asking, does that mean that online subscription doesn't work for local papers and they should concentrate on the print? Well, let's pick that apart. Online subscription doesn't work for local papers. I think local papers have got a stronger case because their content is more unique, certainly at the moment. But I also think if you're going to do an online subscription model, you should approach it separately to the way that you do print, because as I said in other audio boos, you know, the way that you create content in print is very much geared towards selling advertising. If you're going to gear it towards selling subscriptions online, and also online readership is different from print readership, then you're going to structure it differently. So if you want to sell online subscriptions, I think you need to have a content strategy that addresses that, rather than assume people are going to pay for print content online. Very different reading experience, very different advertising experience, very different marketplace. So I don't think that online subscription doesn't necessarily work at all, but I think if you're going to make it work, then you have to approach it in a particular way. And even then, yes, I think it is fundamentally flawed. I think, you know, there's a huge difficulties with it. So the question is, should they concentrate on print? As Tyndall appear to be doing. Well, again, I think you've got long-term issues with that. I think in the short term, yes, that's going to make sense. That's where most of your money's coming from. The web isn't necessarily a big generator of revenue for most newspapers, but it's an increasing one. It's where the advertising is heading. And if you don't go over, as I think I've said in audio boos, then you're leaving yourself open to a real threat in terms of competitors coming into that market, taking away your readers, taking away your advertisers. And as I've said, that's why most newspapers have gone online. It was a defensive move. Very few newspapers have been particularly aggressive online and done and innovated and done particularly interesting things that are really aimed at making money. Most of the experiments online have been about efficiencies. We create this content once for print, let's sell it again online. We sell advertising in print, let's sell it again online. Now, that will generate some extra revenue for a while, but in the long term, you'll have online-only startups who can offer advertisers better deals, who can offer consumers better content because they haven't got the print legacies. And that's the choice that I think all publishers are having to make. You know, how much do we invest in the future? How long can we wait for online revenues to make up for the drop in print revenues? And the big question, of course, is how do we do that? Because it's a very different marketplace.